Time to visit, as we do this time every Monday, with our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff. Hey, Jay, good morning.
And good morning to you.
Jay, let's start with this American Airlines who are banning these rideable bags. What in the world is all this?
Yeah, United is, well, it's a growing trend among travelers is to use these rideable bags. They're bags that you can actually use as a suitcase and then ride as a scooter. So you can literally sit on the bag and away you go. A lot of times when you're connecting in these airports that have gates that are like 16 miles away, it seems, it's nice to, jump on one of these and away you go. The problem is these suitcases are powered by a lithium battery. And you and I have talked about these lithium batteries and how they're prone to overheating and catching fire. So as such, United and a growing number of airlines are actually banning this bag, saying, look, you're not allowed to have it as a carry-on or a piece of checked luggage. So, before you spend $400 to $600 on this newest travel trend, make sure that you understand that a lot of these airlines will not allow you to take it with you when you fly.
There are a couple of stories that we've heard last week, and one of them you already had for us to talk about today. I got another one in a second. But this Southwest Airlines flight, there was a jet that was going to take off from a taxiway and not a runway. How does that happen?
I don't know, because it would be like you – if you're a professional driver and you're pulling out onto a single lane road and you mistake that for a six lane highway, I mean, I just can't conceive how two highly trained pilots could think they're in the right spot preparing to take off when they're on a taxiway versus the runways are, I want to say maybe three and a half times the width of a taxiway. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But thankfully we had a very alert air traffic controller who stopped them before they were able to take off, and the airplane came back to the gate. Southwest replaced the crew, and again, there's going to be a lot to be answered for here, because I can only think in the last 20 years where we've had this happen, where a plane took off from a taxiway, and I think that was a China Eastern or Airlines flight out of the West Coast. Now, we have had several times where planes have landed on taxiways. Normally at night, there's some confusion, there's a lot of lights, and they just line up and land on the wrong spot. That's happened. But for taking off, and this was, I think, at 9:30 in the morning. So it wasn't like the sun was in my eyes or it was late at night. I mean, it was right in the smack dab in the middle of the morning.
Are there going to be repercussions for the flight crew or the pilot?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. In fact, I've heard from several pilots from many different airlines that said, this crew's in big time trouble, because that's a mistake you just can't make, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay, did you hear about this guy flying from Mexico, from New Jersey to Mexico, that was constipated on the flight?
Oh, the one that was too long in the lavatory.
Yes. You hear about this?
Well, yeah, I've heard one side of the story, and his story is, I'm suing United Airlines because I'm in the bathroom. They say I'm in there too long, and the pilot comes out and bangs on the door telling me to get out, and he indicated, I'm sorry, I've got to be in here longer. And apparently they opened up the door and pulled this guy out. Again, according to the passenger, his pants are still down, and out they pull him. So he's suing United Airlines. Now, again, all of this, and even said there was a few racial comments that were being made at the time towards him. Now, this is one side of the story. We've got to get United Airlines, and typically they don't comment on these types of things until it's resolved. But I'll be anxious to hear if some, most, or all of what he is saying is accurate, because, look, there's a lot of lavatories on an aircraft. And if you've got a passenger who's not feeling well that spends extra time in one, look, most of the time it's not an issue. Why it was an issue on this one, I don't know.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that and curious as well. What are our hub delays today?
Going to be Atlanta, Charlotte, D.C., New York, and Boston. Some of those weather delays could approach an hour.
Oof.
And if you want a ha-ha funny story to Google today.
Yes.
Pull up the United Airlines story of the pilot on the international flight that forgot his passport.
Oh, no.
L.A. to Shanghai. It was supposed to be a 14-hour flight. Takes off, and they realized one of the pilots didn't have the passport. Had to divert to San Francisco. They replaced the pilot with someone who did, and away they went. It's the second time in a week that a pilot has forgotten their passport from United Airlines. So. Yeah, kind of an interesting story there, as you think, how in the world could that happen?
Yeah, it seems like something that's like on your checklist that if you get an international flight, let me bring my passport.
Well, most pilots will have the passport in with their, what we call a go bag, where anytime they fly, they grab it, and that's what they have. And that's where they keep everything that they know that they're going to need. Like, oh, I don't know if I'm an international pilot. Maybe I'll put my passport in there. But, yeah, twice in a week with the same airline.
You do bring up a good point, Jay. We should also mention that the deadline is coming up to get those real IDs that you got to have to fly in May.
End of May. And it's the Real ID Act that's been around forever, but now they are going to begin enforcing it and recognize if you do not have your driver's license, as far as that Real ID Act, look, the TSA will work with you, but remember, there's like 16 different forms of identification. If you've got a valid passport, you can use that as you fly, but certainly make sure you continue to remind your audience leading up to that, because it's going to happen where people are going to forget that, and then they're going to try to fly and not be allowed to fly, and then it's going to become a problem. So, by all means, we'll definitely keep everybody aware of that, but now's the time to get it taken care of, because obviously the closer we get to that date, more people are going to scramble to get it. And if you don't have a TSA-compliant driver's license, can't use it in an airport when you fly.
That's a good point. Where can our folks contact you if they got issues with their airline, Jay?
JRatliff.com. I teach people how to trade stocks, but the website is used primarily for passengers to reach out to me if they're having a problem with an airline. Reach out to me as quickly as my schedule allows. I'll get back to you, because believe me, I love holding the airlines accountable, and when they try to pull crap that they shouldn't, believe me, I love to assist anytime I can.
He's our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, who joins us this time every Monday. Jay, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.